Today is the feast of Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And it comes from a very different teaching or tradition than what we celebrate today. It began in the Middle Ages, and in the Middle Ages, there was almost a lack, or almost like a preserve, so that people did not receive the body and blood of Christ. They gazed at the Eucharist, and somehow they felt that by gazing at the Eucharist, they would find some inner strength, some peace. And so, you know, when we used to ring those bells at the consecration, I was like, what the heck is that about? Why are we ringing bells, you know? Well, it comes out of a time where when they had churches, like in a village, two or three Catholic churches, and they would ring the bell, and the people would rush in so they know that it's the consecration, and they could look, they could gaze at the Eucharist being lifted up, never receiving it now, just looking. And so they would wait for the bell so they could go in and look to gaze at this great gift given to us. And so we had that very ancient tradition that and this went on for centuries, where they would hold a monstrance, one of these large golden instruments. The priest would go through the town on this feast of Corpus Christi, and they'd sing hymns of praise, and people would gather, and the Lord would be passed through the streets of a city, and people would look and gaze and somehow find the strength that they needed for their journey by sight, by just looking at that Eucharist. Well, since Pius X, good old Pius X, you remember him well, 100 years ago, Pius decided, through some discussion, I presume, and probably a good fight or two, that the Eucharist should not be just something we preserve in a monstrance, not just something we run to visit and gaze at, but that we're able to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And so we have this tradition literally changed in these last 100 years. And so Corpus Christi now is not about a monstrance, not about looking at Christ. It's about receiving Christ. It's about taking in us the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We receive that gift, that blessing, that incredible gift. And our tradition teaches us that when we do that, we come to an intimacy and a closeness and a union with Christ that we would never have in any other way. Because as you see, our tradition says it's not a remembrance. It's not some symbol. It's not like a birthday where we go back and remember the Last Supper. We believe in the real presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We believe that it is the body and blood of Christ. That's our tradition. That's our belief. And so when we consume, when we take this Eucharist, we become one with Christ. What we eat is what we become. Now, it doesn't mean that we're there yet or that we're perfect or that we have to be perfectly ready, but it means that it's the food for our journey. It's the life-giving force. Just got an email from a friend yesterday about a guy that left the Roman church, and he left because he found the word, and somehow that was a major conversion in his life. And shame on us if we are not people also of that word. If we don't believe that the word of God, every morning, ever before you start this day, don't ever start the day without some little read of that sacred scripture. Because our belief is founded on these incredible two gifts, the holy word of God and the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So no matter how crazy at times our church sounds and the stuff we do or the crazy stuff your pastor does, those doors stay open and people come in. Why? Because we are given this incredible gift We are given the holy word of God to be broken open, to be understood, to make sure that we, you and I, come to know that intimate relationship with Christ and we follow him. And then, not only that, but then to receive this precious gift of the sacred body and blood of Christ. Whoa! That's why we come. That's why we're nourished. And that's why we stay. And so when people are wandering and there's great upset in life, don't keep the secret. Tell them. You and I know that if we want a life that's thoughtful, if we want a life that's perceptive, if we want a life where we're really attentive, then we've got to listen to that word every morning. Every morning. And each Sunday to come and receive this precious gift of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Otherwise, we starve ourselves to death. That's the gift, and that's the blessing, and that's what we celebrate on this great feast. And that's why we work so hard to have a great Bible study here at St. Monica's. Bill Creasy has got tremendous following now because people are here on Monday night to hear that word. Not to be afraid of it, but to receive it. And then to come, surrounded by good music and good fellowship and good belief, the body and blood of our Savior. One last thought. And that is when we come to communion, when I say the body of Christ and you say amen, we don't find some little dark little corner over here and somehow I very secretly hand you the Eucharist and you take the Eucharist and you say amen. That's not how it is. In our tradition, we come up to the table. I know this is a pretty fancy table, but it's the family table. This is our family table, just like your family table. And it's right here where your pastor, your associate pastor, we're really just waiters. Now, I happen to be the head waiter, but we're waiters. That's what we are. That's all we are. We're waiters at the table serving you this precious gift of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so you come to this table together. We sing together, we walk together, we stand together, we do it publicly, body of Christ, and you say, amen. Because we believe it is the body in Christ. Amen means yes, yes, we believe. We believe that this is the body of Christ. We believe that we're the body of Christ. We believe that this is the body of Christ. And so, my brothers and sisters, let me try to put this in another little thought. I just read this week, and it shocked me. First of all, I had no idea. 38 states still have the death penalty. 38 states. Whoa, that surprised me. Secondly, Timothy McVeigh. Do you remember Timothy McVeigh? He was the bomber in Oklahoma City. Death row. There's a custom in death row where people are allowed what? A last meal. A last supper. So they asked Timothy McVeigh, what would you have for your last supper? And Timothy said, listen to this. He said, you probably don't know this. He said, I'd like to have chocolate mint ice cream. And so for the last meal, just before his execution, he got 2 pints of chocolate mint ice cream. And he sat there in his cell alone. And he ate the ice cream. A few days later, they had a second execution in that same place. And they asked this man, what is it that you want for your last meal? You know what he said? He said, brother, I do not want to eat my last meal alone. I want to share my last meal with all the inmates, my fellow inmates on death row. And so that night, all of the people sat down together and he shared with a pretty rugged lot of folks a last meal. I thought about that. It burned into my heart. My brothers and sisters, you and I will die just like we live. I don't care if you've got 25 people around you in a family. If you're alone, if you obsess just about yourself, I'm not suggesting that I don't. So don't, you know, I'm not a paragon of virtue. When I rode my bike this morning, 45 minutes, and I carried two of you with me for 45 minutes in a combat, talking back and forth in my head. Stuff going. I do that all the time. Arguing, you know. But if we live there, I promise you, you'll die there. And so I think this feast is about something very large, very important. It's about the body and blood of Christ. It's about the nourishment of our food for the journey, the great gift of the sacrament of the Word of God, broken open each day. But I think it's also about the family with whom we share the meal, who's invited to the table. Do we recognize that we have a responsibility, not just for our own good, but the good of our families, of our neighbors, of our community? 30 people will be going to our little sister parish, and we're going to have them come up. We're going to bless them. Do we need the money? Do we need the support? Do we need the care? Of course we do. But it's much more than that. Our church is much more than that. Our church is about each other. The body of Christ is in Africa, in Nairobi, Kenya, as strongly and as much and as carefully as the people on death row and the people in this community of faith. We are not a museum of saints. We are a hospital of sinners. And I'm your waiter. That's the gift. That's the blessing. So thank you. Thank you for the gift. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for the care and love and the support that we give. My brothers and sisters, the body of Christ. Amen. Thank you.